This is Parker Wise acting as chair today. I'd like to call a meeting to order at 10:04. Start with a roll call. David Corus.
Present.
Don Johnson.
Here.
John Flores.
Here.
And I'm here. Don Frost. Okay. Absent. And I gather Jeff Beckham and Tom Patton will not be here either. But we have a quorum of four. So let's begin. Firstly, with the approval of the minutes of January 18, the Joint Finance Committee and Audit Committee. Does anyone have any comments on those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve them before we comment.
I'll second, David.
Okay. Motion approved. Minutes approved. Are there any comments? Okay, hearing none. We move on to public comment, please. Andrew,
maybe we should take a vote.
A vote on the minutes?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Minutes approved.
Aye.
Aye. So that's four approvals. Then, please, could we move on to public comment?
Sure. The line is open. Are there any members of the public on the line who wish to speak at this time? I'm hearing none, Parker.
Didn't you say that someone was on the line?
Andrew? There is someone on the line, but no one has volunteered to comment.
Okay. Then we'll move on to item four, please, the OPM update.
I think in the absence of Jeff here, I guess I'll just mention that we have before us, as anticipated at the regular meeting, the extension of the MOU for, you know, some limited outstanding items. But I don't have anything more than that.
I can add a couple of points. This is John. We continue to work with OPM to identify candidates for the finance director position and to finalize deliverables associated with our MOU. That's all I have.
So, John, my only question is 6 weeks enough? Or is that, I guess we can just always keep renewing?
Yeah, we may have to.
There's no downside to renewing, right?
Just cost.
Yeah, well, yes, I get that. Beyond that.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Move on then to number five, financial update, please.
Parker, I have some questions on the report we got with all our paperwork tonight. Please. I guess an overall question is there any reason why we can't get a monthly P&L in addition to an accumulated? Is that just
John, this is Jim. I can address that. We've established the format, but the result at this point is not in presentation form. We do assure you that by the next meeting of the Finance Committee and the Board, we will have that format complete and presentable.
Oh, okay, that's great. A couple of specific questions. Last month, we had $81,000 worth of legal fees, I believe. And this month, it looks to me like we spent $21,000 last month on legal services. Am I reading that correctly? I think I am.
That is how it's presented, yes. There is a question as to what our legal bills are going to be. I don't know if we have a good estimate on that. John, can you comment?
We don't at this time. As you know, there are a couple of investigations going on that require legal assistance.
So that is attributable to the $21,000 money that we spent last month. These aren't old bills, right? Because we were on accrual. This is current.
I believe.
Yeah, this is accrual.
Yeah, I think what we should do, you know, we had broken out in the past a bit more detailed, and I think it's probably time for that again, as there are so many externally driven legal expenses related to FOIA requests, related to the Attorney General's review, et cetera. I think it's probably time to remind us all exactly what's driving these numbers again. Because I think we continue to control our general, the things that we dictate, I think we continue to control those well. But as these are ticking back up, we should have the tools necessary to discuss what's driving it and whether or not we can do anything about it, although I think mostly the answer is no.
Well, I agree 100% for all the obvious reasons. And, we get criticized to a large extent, and I'd like to be able to know what we are controlling and what we can't control. The other question I have is the rent line, $52,400. It seems to me that our rent for the month of January was $786. Is that possible? I doubt it.
Andrew, wasn't there an adjustment relative to the rent? I don't have an answer off the top of my head.
Yeah, I believe the old rent figure was processed erroneously, and so we had to true up to the current rate.
Okay, so the 786 we had overpaid, so we paid less this month, and next month it'll be the normal rent. What's our normal rent? $3,000 or something like that?
You know, I don't,
2,850, I believe. Is that correct, Andrew?
That is correct.
2,850? Okay.
Yeah. And just to be clear, what happened last month is we were billed our old rate and we paid it, and then, or I guess for this month. And so we just had to add the amount
yep.
that was different from our current rent and our old rent.
We pay what we're billed, which is the right way to do it. And I guess the last thing, I don't understand at all this insurance liability and insurance vehicle and your notes, Jim, about something to the effect that, I don't know what the hell it is, but...
Okay, I've been looking at this for the last couple of days. The scenario is that we have, I'd say, six different categories of insurance, and they have been paid and reported on a cash basis over the last couple of months. The situation, as it was discussed in the previous meeting, is that a significant portion of the overall insurance cost is going to be capitalized as a function of the construction project risk.
I remember that discussion.
It was just yesterday that I feel that I have all of the transactions relative to insurance collected so that I can properly spread it over the rest of this fiscal year. As it turns out, the insurance policies run from January 1st to December 31st, and by the next statement, we'll have that straightened out. But this is part of the transition of collecting all of the insurance policy data and transitioning from a cash reporting process to a prepaid, amortized, accrual reporting.
So the bottom line is that our budgeted numbers are accurate. It's just a matter of reporting to get them in compliance with or working with our budgeted numbers.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Good. That's the most important thing. Thank you. That's all I have.
You're welcome. Any other questions before I review the financial statement? Okay, for July to January 22, revenues. Our year-to-date Department of Transportation Operating Administration income is $360,000. Lease rent received in 100% is $1,250,000. The impact fee from Gateway is $78,000. Pilotage commission received is $57,000. We have established separate accounts for the pilot commission. So our total revenue year fiscal period to date is $1,745,000. Operating expenditures, salaries $174,000, payroll taxes $9,000, fringe benefits $143,000, short-term disability $962,000. Total salaries and related expenditures, $327,000. Contractual service expenditures, audit is $29,500. We're actually going to pick up $5,000 there because I checked with the audit firm. We only will be billed the $29,500. Communications outreach sponsor, $1,000. Contractual services, $120,000. That's primarily me. The fishing berth studies, $4,000. Legal services, which is primarily something that we can't control right now, 103. Permitting, 71, which is, I'm pretty sure, pretty much, I wouldn't say completely done, but it's substantially done. So our contractual services for expenditures, $329,000. Marketing business development expenditures, advertising, 8, total is 9.1. Total contractual services, $338,000. Administrative and general expenditures, dues and membership, 11. Office supplies, 4. Office maintenance, 15. Rent, 14. Water, sewer, fire, because we've agreed to pay that for the peer project, $29,000. Insurance, $25,000, and total administrative general expenditures, $101,000. Total operating expenditures, $777,000. No other miscellaneous charges. And our net position fiscal period to date is a surplus of $968,000. Any questions?
Yeah, go back to the legal permitting. Do you think all up 51601?
Yeah, I'm with you. 71,000.
Do you believe or you think that all our bills are in from RC?
I'm hesitant to say all. There's always the possibility something could come in. John, can you address that?
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to see additional bills there. I just don't know whether they've processed everything that. That was completed,
but there's nothing pending, burning that's significant that we're hanging on for at this point.
No,
that you know of.
Yeah, that we know of. In the absence of clairvoyancy, yes, we don't think there's anything out there going to get us.
Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely, fingers and toes.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Okay, then, financial update is concluded. Is there any old business? No? How about new business? Should I ask for further public comment then?
I think we should have Parker chair every time. He gets it done so fast.
Parker asking for further public comment?
He did.
He did. Would you like to speak, Mr. Blackett? Would you
like to make a comment? Go ahead,
sure. I guess, but let's see. So from hearing...
Who is this?
This is Kevin Black or John Johnson.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can you hear me okay? Yep.
I can, Kevin.
So you refer... Thanks. So you referred to a couple investigations that require legal expenses. Now, is that acknowledgement that the federal investigation, I mean, is that acknowledgement of, federal investigation of subpoenas, from the DOJ or FBI being issued to the Port Authority?
Kevin, I'm going to jump in right there. No. By a couple, we're referring to the ongoing AG's investigation and the report that was completed recently by State Contracting Standards Board.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
No further public comment? Thank you. We noted. Could I then have a motion for adjournment, please?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Thank you. Second. Moved by Mr. Johnson, second by Mr. Corse.
Yep.
That concludes the proceedings, gentlemen. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And the board...
We're meeting again at 12:15, is that right?
Correct. Regular board meetings at 12:15.
Okay, great.